You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it, it's Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel, Michael Brunts with us from Husker 24/7 at Michael Brunts on Twitter, as he is the proud owner of a unicorn swimming pool, not a Denver fan when it comes to the throwback unis. And Brunts,
is anybody a fan of the new Broncos uniforms, though, is the question? The throwbacks are better than nothing.
I like the white look with the old Denver D. So, Bruntsy, you don't like the old Orange Crush unis?
No, I love them. That needs to be the uniforms, not the XFL, USFL versions they've been running out the last couple days here. It looks way too much like Texas San Antonio or like UTEP. No offense.
I will say, Brunts, I was in Denver yesterday. I rolled down to the stadium. I was one of the first people there. I was just going to go check out the stadium and see if there was any like mannequins, and I was one of the first people to the fan store. So I have sent you a picture here live during the interview of the pictures I took of the mannequins. They look better in person. I still don't think they're an upgrade on the old uniforms, but upon seeing them like up close, personal, like I was like, okay, you know what? They're maybe not as bad as I thought whenever I saw them on Twitter.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it. I don't know why they need to make this difficult. I mean, you had the perfect uniform, perfect logo back in like 1989. Like the perfect logo has been there for years. Just use that logo. That's all you got to do. And they keep screwing it up. And then somehow it got even worse because they traded for Zach Wilson yesterday right after they announced the jerseys. I don't know which thing they're trying to cover up, the terrible trade or the terrible uniform. You tell me.
Both is the answer.
Yeah.
Both is the answer. But at least you know Peyton's going to trade up and get you that long-lost Elway 2.0, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they at least like my theory initially was they were trying to save themselves a buck by not having to switch the last names on the jersey, but I guess they have to now with the Wilson. So,
Brunty, spring football Saturday, a lot of anticipation. Some things you're excited about here with the grain of salt, it being the spring game.
Yeah, no, quarterbacks, I think, are kind of towards the top of the list. I think you're going to see a lot of veterans who are not going to be playing or suited up on Saturday. I'm expecting some pretty vanilla play calls as well. Not to throw any water on that for anybody that's on the fence about going, but I do think, you know, the quarterbacks are going to be the headline for better or for worse by the time they walk off the field on Saturday. You're also kind of eager to see some of the young guys that you know, we've been hearing a little bit about. I mean, it feels like almost every other, you know, media availability, you get a Vincent Shavers mentioned. Kind of curious to see how he looks at that inside linebacker spot. And just kind of seeing, you know, this wide receiver group too. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of attention focused on the offense, and for good reason. And who knows? I mean, if you get a deep ball, maybe a couple deep balls hit to a new guy. I mean, you might be talking about things like we did in 2011 when Breon Carnes hit Jamal Turner long in the spring game. So maybe you get a little bit of buzz from that.
It's Michael Brunts with us here on Hail Varsity Radio, talking some Husker spring game thoughts. And Brunsy, what's your take on, I guess, optimism with the offense following what sounds like another good scrimmage on Saturday? Do you think there needs to be a regression to mean by the time Saturday rolls around? You know, offense trying to keep a little bit under wraps. The defense has a little motivation after a couple of bad scrimmages. Do you expect a return to the mean, I should say, in that regard on Saturday, that the defense might come back and play well?
Yeah, and it's always kind of interesting because you never really know how guys are going to react when the lights are on, right? You know, for it's one thing to kind of do it as a quarterback or a skill position player when it's a scrimmage and there's not a ton of people in the crowd. And it's a totally different thing when you're having to do it in front of a crowd of, you know, 50,000 or more for the first time. Like, it's a completely different animal. So I'm expecting a little bit of regression in that way. I don't think they're going to run more or anything more exotic on offense on Saturday than what they've run in the two scrimmages. So I don't know. I mean, I think if the offense is efficient and you don't have, you know, the false starts and the turnover issues and things like that, I mean, I think you can kind of take that as a nice little bow on what I think has been a pretty strong spring for the most part for the offense. I mean, I think, you know, they've got some pieces in place where they can get some things done and be improved from last year. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm expecting you're probably not going to have a lot of the veteran defensive guys in there. So, you know, you got to take that big grain of salt there as well. But, I mean, I'm expecting, you know, the offense to be competitive. We'll see how explosive they can really be, though.
Michael Bruns with us here on Hail Varsity Radio, senior writer with Nebraska 24/7. Can find Brunsy on Twitter as well, at Michael Bruns. Spring football thoughts for Saturday. Do you expect a noticeable or a big gap, or do you think it will be a situation where all three quarterbacks look good?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing that it'll probably vary based upon who's with whom on the offense. I mean, I think that's going to be the big thing is, you know, how each of those quarterbacks looks with, you know, what you would kind of say is the top offense or pieces of the top offense. You know, I think each quarterback's kind of had their moment at times this spring. And, you know, I think, you know, this is going to carry on. This competition is going to carry on into the fall. So I'm not expecting too huge of a gap. But, I mean, I think in certain things that the quarterbacks are going to be asked to do, I'm expecting that things will look a little different. I mean, Dylan Raiola has a really strong arm, and I think that's going to show up. It's just going to look a little bit different coming out of his hand than it does the other quarterbacks. So, you know, we'll see what kind of results that you know, brings along. But, you know, I think they're going to rotate a fair amount with those quarterbacks. I mean, I really think they're going to give each of them a chance to kind of work with that top offense and see what they can do. So we'll see how that looks. But, yeah, I mean, I think as much as anything for for Kalen and Raiola, it's about just kind of managing the moment, because this is, you know, on a totally different level than anything they've experienced before.
Michael, when you look back to last season, the spring game into fall, I think there was some tinkering with the offense. I want to get your thoughts, though. Do you think that Marcus Satterfield tailored his offense to his quarterbacks, as you're kind of saying here, that with different strengths, they do different things? Do you think we saw that last year with the offense, that the offense was tailored to the quarterback depending on who was in there?
Yeah, I mean, the offense that Heinrich Harburg was running in the middle of the season was not the offense that they went into the season looking to run. You know, there was going to be a lot of the quarterback run stuff with Jeff Sims, but I think they kind of found that, you know, there were different strengths that Harburg had that, you know, Sims didn't necessarily have. I mean, I think Heinrich Harburg had a pretty good feel for some of the option stuff and better so than the other quarterbacks. And that's kind of what they went with when he was healthy. So I think there's kind of a, there's kind of a base offense that they want everybody to be able to do, that kind of pro style offense that they want to run, and they're going to run come hell or high water. But I think kind of the wrinkles that they run off of that are probably a little bit different based on who's in there and kind of what those strengths are. And I would expect that would be, you know, the case this year too. I mean, you know, if you go to Harburg, I mean, it's going to look a little bit different probably in what they call, compared to the other two, who aren't necessarily as good of runners or as willing of runners as maybe what Heinrich is. So I think you kind of always have to tailor it a little bit. I think last year was a little bit of a special case given kind of how things played out, where it was, you know, a different offense in the middle of the season. And then once you had even more injuries, it was just kind of a potpourri almost of kind of what they were trying to do. And that's a tough way to have success.
Brunson, we'll get you out of here on this. Want to get your thoughts on tonight, Nebraska, Kansas, Drew Christo, Big Red trying to fix Tuesdays.
Yeah, no, another swing at midweeks for Nebraska.
Pun intended there? Was there a pun intended there?
Kinda, a little bit. with Christo, he's been in the weekend all over. They went to Will Walsh on Sunday instead of Drew Christo, and now he gets Tuesday night. It's an opportunity for him to kind of step in and kind of get right the ship a little bit. His last couple outings have not been very good. He hasn't made it out of the third inning in either of those starts. So this is a chance for him to kind of reset the deck a little bit on kind of where his season's headed. And for Nebraska, they came off of a nice series win over Maryland. They won with the mercy rule on Sunday. This Kansas team is actually playing pretty good baseball too themselves. They went down to Baylor and won a series down there. They won by mercy rule on Sunday too. So this should actually be a pretty good matchup. Potential for a high scoring game just based on how the pitching kind of lines up and also how the offenses tend to play. So opportunity for Nebraska to kind of get more things done on this homestand. They've got this midweek, and then they host Iowa for three coming in here. So it's a really important week for Nebraska in terms of kind of where they're headed.
Michael, quickly here, I'm not sure. I've been out of town on vacation, so I'm not sure I'm out of the loop here, but I'm seeing that tonight is Canadian night at Haymarket Park for this Husky
Denim
game. Does anyone know what that means? Is that just wear your best Canadian tuxedo? What does that entail? Do you have any idea?
Now that you can get beer, maybe that means that you're looking at a Labatt's or a Molson's or something like that, but I think that means you a strong chance of poutine, maybe. they get you like the souvenir cup of poutine. I don't know. It's just a celebration of the fact that Nebraska has more Canadians on their roster than you'd probably expect by just looking at it. But I guess put the jeans on, get the gravy, and head out to the ballpark. I guess that's the recipe there.
Jean jackets, smoked meat, and Labatt's.
And yelling about the Maple Leafs. That's what you're doing tonight.
Go Leafs! Brunsy, we'll check in later. Thanks for the time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good to spend time with Michael Bruns, Hail Varsity Radio. Dave Manerick going to join us here next segment. We'll talk Cornhusker State games. Time to get signed up and get that wiffle ball team assembled. Reminder about Nebraska Department of Highway Safety. Use your seatbelt. It saves lives. It prevents injuries only if properly worn. Make it click. A message from the NDOT Highway Safety Office. We forgot to ask Brunsy about his pure joy moment in sport. Elijah lived it, per se, last night. Denver and Lakers playoff game winner. Laid out my Nebraska memories. Kenny Bell talked about a couple of his moments and top one, of course, with Jack's run.
I'm going to throw the court storm against Wisconsin in there for me.
Oh, that's fair. That's very good.
Hell of a comeback.
Some memories to be made for sure with Cornhusker State games. We'll tell you about it. Dave Manerick, Executive Director, next.